This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Glad you're with me. Glad you're tuning in, tuning up, working out. Yeah, the Blackster University is what I run. TBSU, it's free to you and anybody that wants to join. I'm the chancellor. I teach all the classes. It's on par with Rush Limbaugh's EIB. Being honest with you, I think it's better. I think you get a real hardcore, not only do you get that university, scholarly stuff that Limbaugh offers, but you get some street savvy. Because we bring you the streets here, baby. There is no holding back. There is no political correctness. We tell you what you need to hear, because you know what? It's going to make for a safer world. I tell you about racial profiling. I tell you, do it. I tell you about socially profiling, socioeconomic profiling. I talk about profiling for your jobs, the people you hire, the people you associate with. You better profile. Hey, speaking of profiling, you better profile the people you put your money with. And if you do that, you're going to listen to me and you will put your money with Landmark Capital Gold Group at landmarkgold.com. And the reason you'll do that is because they're going to treat you amazingly. These guys will make you feel like a champion. We are the champions because they are, you couldn't ask for better customer service. You couldn't ask for people that don't act as if you're poor because you only want to invest a couple hundred or $1,000 a month or whatever. Yeah, are they like anybody else? They'd love for you to have the expendable income to, put $10,000, $100,000 into gold every month or whatever. But it doesn't matter. There is no difference. When I go there, I'm telling you, you would think Elvis is in the room. It's Kevin Jackson. And you're going, well, Kevin, you're a big radio. I'm a nobody. I mean, I'm telling you. Don't believe the hype. I'm a nobody. I'm just representing you. That's it. But anyway, landmarkgold.com is where I want you to go if you are considering any type of movement of your portfolio into precious metals that you will take delivery of. White papers, they tell you all about it. Go there and find out what's happening, how the government is trying to steal from you, man. It is amazing. There's some of the white papers these guys write about. So check them out. Anyway, the big news is going to be Iowa. We get the results back today. We'll know who wins, who loses, whatever. Is it going to really impact you? I mean, we've made a big deal about the results in Iowa, and I keep coming back to it doesn't influence the overall choice. I don't get it. I'm a political neophyte when it comes to that type of stuff. But you know what? Everybody's trying to win it. There's a lot of money, a lot of energy that goes into that. Good for them. We will talk a lot more about this tomorrow, the outcome. And certainly through the week, it'll be in the news cycle. Many people are speculating. I think Donald Trump doesn't do as well as he thinks he does. I think Ted Cruz does better. I think Rubio's made a little bit of a surge. But honestly, at the end of the day, Iowans are not mainstream America. I'm not trying to be mean to them, but they're not. There are many people that that find that, the way they do the caucuses just doesn't lend itself to telling you this is what America thinks. Anyway, I want to do the mailbag this segment because I was going to do it last hour, but I didn't get to. But Flint, Michigan crisis. I got a guy who writes to me. He's a black guy. And here's what he says. No news, tirades, or rants from you about the Flint water crisis. I understand this is a conservative website, but one with your stature should speak out against this epidemic against your people. And I got to tell you, I chuckled at this. I really did. First of all, am I a Flintonian? who are my people? I don't know anything about Michigan, particularly Flint. Now, if you tell me, Kevin, you should be railing out against humans, I have railed out against it. I said, you know, it's really strange to me that the people who've been poisoning the people of Flint, Michigan, had no clue that they were delivering lead in the water through these rusty lead pipes. Surprise. Hey, paper or plastic, guys? I go with plastic. In this case, lead pipes or plastic pipes? I'd go with the plastic. Is this a secret? Is this, you know? So anyway, here was my response. Have you looked at who runs Flint? It's almost all black people. It's all Democrats. I go, you want me to hammer these black people? They didn't know that lead pipes would poison the people? And I said, Flint is a disgrace against all people having to live in that cesspool of Democrat creation. It was the unions who forced GM to move. Then when GM said, screw you, everybody's now begging. There was no water crisis when GM was there because there was a tax base. Flint is a perfect example of what happens when there is no more OPM, which means other people's money. So that's the problem. Flint ran out of other people's money. Now it's a bunch of poor people going, well, I can't fix the pipes. Them pipes just cost too much money for me. Well, you fix them all, right? There is no white Republican to blame except the governor who's willing to take blame as if he put those pipes in Flint, Michigan. I would say, let me tell you something. I inherited this mess. If it's good enough for that black man up there to say, it's certainly good enough for me to say, and oh, by the way, in my case, it's true. I don't dig pipes. I'm here to straighten things out. You want to bring me your problem, we'll analyze it. But don't try to put it on my shoulders. I don't know what he's going to do. That's his problem. But this idea that Flint, Michigan is my problem because there's black people there? There's black people everywhere. I guess Africa's my problem. To use his logic, this is the crazy stuff I get. Anyway, guys, look, we got a ton. Hillary's secret emails are back in the thing. We got more billionaire talk. Racist party. There was a racist party that happened. I'm going to explain that in Wackademia. I'm going to explain another Wackademia subject where it's at Oberlin College where I'm so happy they didn't capitulate. And I'm just telling you, honest to goodness, there's no way we get through all of this today. We'll be back.
Radio show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Landmark Capital Gold Group. You can find these guys at landmarkgold.com. If you have been part of this volatile stock market, if you've been out for a reason, if you're afraid of the volatility of the market, if you're unsure about the economy, I don't blame you. You should be. Yellen doesn't understand the economy. She's the Fed chairman. Every time they make a prediction, the wrong thing happens because the economy is in such helter-skelter. It has been so manipulated, so fraudulently played with, that nothing works. None of the theories work about this economy. So the thing you need to be looking at are things that have stability, and precious metals are one. Gold and silver happen to be the type of thing where you should pay attention to. So I happen to be an investor in gold. I use Landmark Capital Gold Group, landmarkgold.com. You can reach them at 844-715-9411. The reason why I talk about these guys is not only do I, as I mentioned before, I use them, but they're stable. They know what they're doing. David Fisher, the CEO, has been on the program quite a few times. He talks about the volatility of the market, the price of gold, which has gone up 16% since December, while the stock market continues to ebb and flow and mostly fall. That, you know, there's a way out. There's a way to protect part of your assets as the volatility. And maybe things will settle. Maybe we do get somebody who understands the economy and we bring things back. But it's a complicated world. It's more complicated because we have idiots in charge of us who don't know anything about fiscal policy. They know nothing about how to bring jobs to America. It's a trite thing to say, we're going to create jobs. How do you create jobs? You don't create jobs by creating bureaucracy. Those are temporary jobs. Expanding government, government is like a cancer. I can't exaggerate it any more than that. It only wants to grow. It does not want to shrink. It's not, government is never going to be what we used to term a self-defeating cause. There are businesses that are sort of self-defeating. And I'll give you, the reason why I can tell you this is I used to be in one. I was a manufacturer's rep. So here's what happens in the manufacturer's rep business. A company starts up. And there's a bigger company that's doing something. Let's say, using examples, let's say there's a Walmart, okay? Walmart will have its own representatives. But there's a little grocery chain or a little store that's like Walmart. And it says, we want to expand, but we can't compete with Walmart. So it'll hire somebody like me, a rep, a manufacturer's rep. And I'm using Walmart and Little Co. as examples. They would hire me. I would go and find out what are the, and they would hire me and multiple people around the nation. So I would have a territory of, say, you know, four states. And since I did this in Tola, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas, let's just use that. So everywhere there's a Walmart, I might, 2 miles away, pop up a smaller version of my store that is, you know, the gear towards what I want to, how I compete against Walmart. Maybe my products are a little better. Their private label, a little cheaper, I don't know. But whatever the strategy is, I would do that. So I would set that strategy in my territory. Now, another rep may do it differently because it knows how Walmart behaves in his territory. So all of us are out there slinging. They bring us together for conventions. We talk about our strategies, what's working. They give out the rep of the year trophy. Somebody gets it. We have conversations with the rep of the year, which is probably me. And they explain, I say, well, what I did is I set up 2 miles away from Walmart in a major thoroughfare where I knew people had to go by me to get to Walmart, whatever. I explain my concept. Then they go out and we all do it. Over a period of time, if we get good at it, the manufacturer finally goes, huh, you know, I'm paying out $20 million a year to my reps. I could bring all that in-house. It's always a financial decision. I could bring all that in-house and I could do that with just four regional managers that do this. Now that we know how to do the strategy, they then fire me because now they're competing with Walmart, and then I got to go look for the next guy to build. We call the rep business one of the world's self-defeating businesses. You can work so hard and perform so well, you work yourself out of a job. But you know what? There are manufacturers' reps all over this country who understand that. They know it. They know this. A matter of time. When you get to where you're earning about $500,000 to $1 million a year from a product line, you know your days are numbered. Because they look at how many FTEs, full-time employees, can I hire to do this job in that territory? Well, I can put it to you this way. You could hire three people in that territory to do what the rep does full-time and dedicated to it. I've got ten other product lines I'm servicing. They would be dedicated only to that. They would implement the strategy and go forward. So that's what you're doing. And you as a business owner, you have to be contemplating all the time, what's that cutoff? And you can feel it. I mean, if you're good at your business, you know, okay, we're getting close. You know, so you start putting overtures out. It works both ways. Everybody starts, you know, tipping, sneaking out at night, trying to find another date. So you know when they're doing it, and you know when you better start doing it. So that's the business. Government should be in the business of defeating itself. It should be in the business of limiting itself. The government isn't. Government doesn't want to stop its growth. Government is there to grow. Once you put up a department, that the person who starts to enrich himself and goes, wow, this is pretty cool. I make $115,000 a year. I got these people reporting to me. I can disappear for hours of the time. I told you guys a story where the government has people on paid leave as long as a year. Not using personal time, not FMLA. It's not somebody died or a kid is sick or something like that. No, they're just on leave. You can hide in the government. And that's why, being honest, that's why it attracts so many minorities. It's true. It's a great job to just go and say, I'm not that talented, I'll go hide. It's very, let me tell you where you can't hide. You can't hide in your own business. And think about what we do. And I'm going to brag for a little bit, and I don't do it very often, but you have to pursue excellence in your own business. When we get up in the morning and I have a meeting with my team, we are trying to be excellent. We are trying to be more witty, more clever, more poignant, more hard-hitting. We want more press than anybody else. Do we win every day? That's for you to decide. I can't answer that question, but I'll tell you this. We are up trying. We don't get up and go, well, man, I don't know. Well, I'm going to have some more coffee. Let's have this meeting again in an hour. No, man, we hit it. If you ever sit through one of my meetings, it's like, okay, look, guys, we're getting too far afield. Let's get back to this. Boom, 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 boom. A meeting that would last in corporate America, seriously, a solid hour takes me 12 minutes. I keep it on point because I don't have time for nonsense. My day is too short for me to hear you restate problems or tell me what else is. Look, we have got to go. We got to hit it. So with respect to this, our job is to make sure the government limits itself. And they hate this. This is what they hate about us. They hate that we have seen the light, that we understand government is not going to stop itself. Government wants more people on welfare. Government is going to lie about statistics to make itself look good, even in an economy where things are bad. They don't know how to do things, so they glamorize it. They make you think they're smarter than what they are. Look at all the degrees that we have. I don't care about your degrees. I know what it takes to get something done. Get up, show up, and follow up. It's that simple.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Speaking at the White House earlier today, President Trump speaks about a conversation he had with the new president of Mexico.
And I will say that I just spoke with the president-elect of Mexico. We had a great conversation, about a half an hour long. We talked about border security. We talked about trade. We talked about NAFTA. We talked about a separate deal, just Mexico and the United States. We had a lot of good conversation. I think the relationship would be a very good one. We'll see what happens, but I really do believe it's going to be a very good one. He had a very excellent election, did, I would say, even better than anticipated. I told him a number of years ago when I saw him campaigning for a different race, frankly, a different year, a different race, I said he'll be, someday he's going to be the president of Mexico. He remembered that.
The president also said he met with four people who he may nominate for the Supreme Court today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Shoplifters attacked a Fresno JCPenney employee who was trying to stop them, and it was all caught on camera.
The thieves got away, and police need your help to find them. Action News reporter Joey Barra joins us live in the studio with a look at the surveillance video. Joe?
Well, Liz, police say the kind of violence we see in this video is happening more and more, turning businesses and putting employees at risk. In this case, it was over makeup, and officers say Prop 47 is making it tough to take a small-time thief off the street.
Oh, look at the lady hitting. Is that loss prevention trying to stop them?
Fists were flying, clothes were falling off the racks, and the cameras were rolling inside the Fashion Fair Mall. This is the end of the struggle, and what turned a petty theft into a robbery.
At that point, they used force or fear to commit a robbery to try to get away from the loss prevention agents with the items that they'd stolen.
Here's where it started. The Sephora section of the JCPenney store. Two women appear to be looking at makeup. One of them starts testing the products, then walks away and slips them into her purse one by one. This happened several times for several minutes. Finally, she casually leaves with a little boy by her side and a baby in a stroller.
It's disturbing. I mean, you know, somebody's out with their family to think that they're using their family as a, I guess you'd say, kind of a tool or a key to, you know, be a little bit more discreet about shoplifting.
Employees caught up with them near the exit. One was punched from behind and bit, according to Fresno police. All for just a couple hundred dollars worth of product. Sergeant Mark Hudson says it's one of three separate robberies from last week where employees were threatened. Even worse, he says, this type of crime is up 42% from last year, and he blames Prop 47.
Now, with Prop 47 being the law, we're not able to arrest people for burglaries. One does it, it gets away. The others do it, it gets away. I mean, you're seeing it on the news more and more.
These two women did get away, but their faces were caught on camera, and investigators are hoping someone will recognize them.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, highlighting the lunacy of the left. And that story has it all. It has people that believe that they should be able to go into a store, take whatever they want, and nobody bother them. The person who ends up getting hurt is an employee who's trying to protect her, you know, the business that where she works. Because two black women decide they're going to shoplift. And the sad part about this story, forget the fact that these women believe they should be able to go in and steal. And it's a culture that says that's okay, a la Michael Brown. And Al Sharpton saying he wasn't stealing. But what was he doing? He was taking something that he didn't pay for from somebody who had paid for it. And Al Sharpton said he didn't steal it. That's the nature of the beast. That is the nature of what we're dealing with in this country. And they believe that's sane. They get mad when you and I point out that, yes, indeed, that is theft. No, it isn't. Why? Because of reparations, because of slavery, because of civil rights, or whatever, right? That's what we hear. No matter what we say, what we do, it doesn't make sense. Not to them. So you have two women stealing, and you don't see the video, but they're with their children. The guy talks about it. It's a family affair. Man, this is a baby. He's seeing his mom go into a store, get attacked. I mean, the little kid was a toddler. He's in a push thing, a buggy, whatever. I forget what they're called, but you know what I'm talking about. And he's there with mom. He sees mama getting attacked at the store. I don't know what's going through his brain because he's a little kid. But it's probably something he remembers. Now, this isn't the first time. She's going to continue this. We've seen rings of these people. By the way, it's not just black folks. It isn't a color thing. But the unfortunate thing is disproportionately it is black folks. So this woman's got the family. I don't know if this girl is a friend of hers or whatever, but two girls with the kids shoplifting. I saw one where a woman put a ham between her thighs? I mean, that takes some talent. Yeah, so these women are going out there shoplifting, and they get stopped, and they start fighting. And here's the thing, that you notice that they mentioned something called Prop 47. You got to know where this originates, right, folks? The land of fruits and nuts. Prop 47. In the liberal cesspool of California, Prop 47 became law recently. And what it does is it reduces drug possession felonies to misdemeanors. I have no problem with that. Drug possession felonies to misdemeanors. It also requires misdemeanor sentencing for petty theft. Now, let's look at what petty theft is. So, look, if you want to use drugs and your crime for drugs has nothing related to, costing somebody or, messing with somebody else's person, as they call it, then I don't really care. I couldn't bit more stop you from drinking Clorox than I could from taking a drug. The only difference is I don't want you beating up grandma in order to get it. You do that, you go to prison. But other than that, I don't care. I'm just telling you, maybe that's libertarian. I bet, Kevin, that's not Republican. I don't care. I don't care what you think. I think if a person stumbles upon a mushroom in the forest and decides to eat it, I don't know why they would. But some hippie did it one day and tripped out and said, whoa, man, and told all his other hippie friends, as far as I'm concerned, the government has no business involved in that. They couldn't stop it anyway. You can't grow those kind of mushrooms, man. Really? Well, then why does nature do it? You're going to tax nature? You're going to penalize nature? What are you going to do? There's all kinds of chemicals out there that the government thinks they can control. When did the government decide it can control the chemicals? Just keep my water fresh and clear and untainted, and we're all good. Don't worry about the rest. Anyway, so you've got these, this shoplifting ring, and because of Prop 47, get this, they can now, it requires misdemeanor sentencing for petty theft, which is, quote, you stealing a little bit of stuff or receiving stolen property or forging and writing of bad checks when the amount involved is less than $950. Now, to me, that's a pretty good size number. See, it used to be, I think anything, it varies from place to place, but, let's say it's a, it was $500, I believe, in Texas. If you wrote a check over $500, it was a hot check. And it was a felony. And, of course, three strikes, you're out, blah, blah, blah. Now, you would think that's a good thing. It teaches people, look, don't be getting another felony for this stuff. Don't get enough number of felonies or you could end up in prison. Now, some people say, why is the government arbitrarily put the number three on it? Because most people are never going to get one felony. At two, you're kind of going, geez, I probably ought to look at who I'm hanging out with But by the time you're considering three, you should have turned your life around. Now, I get it. Why can't it be seven, Kevin? Why can't it be 10? Why does it have to be a limit at all? We're free because you are doing something to other people. Now, felonies. Is car theft a felony? Yes, because you stole something from somebody else. You've inconvenienced others. Is drug use a felony? Not to me. Not unless it's ill-gotten by you beating up somebody or whatever. I don't really care. But if it doesn't involve that, to me, it's not a felony. Maybe that's the way we need to look at criminal justice. But here's the thing. We do need to look at criminal justice reform. There is no question about that. And we should be looking at it as conservatives, not letting the left do it. Because the left will free people into the streets. They do it all the time by accident. And they'll put heinous criminals back into the streets without a care in the world. The onus is on the cops to go get them again. And then they're going to blame the cops. Or they're going to blame Republicans because a guy got out and got his third strike because the Republicans now own the bad part of criminal justice because we did the three strikes rule. This is ridiculous. So now $950 or less is not even, it's a misdemeanor. It's no longer three strikes. So what could you steal for $950? Just think about it. Another thing you probably aren't even aware of, in many of the cases with these stores, and they don't broadcast this nationally, but if you get to the door and you walk out, security just says, that's it. If they're watching you in the store and you're good to go, and they accost you, then you got to pay the piper. But if, let's say they had stuff by the entrance and you grabbed it and ran out, in many cases, they can't touch you, won't even do it. People don't know this, and they certainly don't want it getting out. They don't want Prop 47 getting out, but I want you to think about what the criminal element is going to do, knowing that Prop 47 is out there, it's been approved, $950 or less, and you are free. It's a misdemeanor. What do you think is going to happen to theft, what they call shrinkage in California? Short break, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Remember when Sharp was a de facto electronics giant? Do you remember going into Best Buy and you see that Sharp screen? It was like, whoa. You know, I remember when LCDs came out and Sharp was it, man. And Sony came along and it was much more expensive. But Sharp, I sold Sharp. Is it, you know, a distributor, you know, it wasn't our line per se, but I managed to get a couple of the screens. Anyway, I remember when Sharp was looking for a manufacturer's rep back when I had that business years ago in Texas. And it was a big deal that Sharp was looking for a new rep. They had fired their old rep. I don't know why. probably because those guys were clipping coupons. And Sharp, it was a buzz of in the entire territory. Sharp's looking for a rep. All the mega reps were looking, vying for the line. We had no chance of getting Sharp, but I was calling, man. Can we get an interview? You know, God, they were it. And they were revolutionizing that technology. It seemed like once every year, which back in the day, that was a lot. It was like Sharp's got this new screen coming out, and we used to talk about it. And I just remember it was the buzz. And to have Sharp, by the way, Sharp not only made screens, I mean, they made electronics. So integrated circuits. And the line was probably worth $100 million to whoever picked it up. Now, that didn't mean you made $100 million because you got like 5% commission on it, but it was a $5 million line, and of course it watered down a little bit because it was split commissions between blah, blah, blah. But the point is, it was a seven-figure company to have in your portfolio. I was delusional enough to think I could be in it when, you know, we were probably selling $20 million worth of product at any given time. But it was a big deal. And now they're in deep trouble. They're going to get bought by Hanhai, Taiwanese company. As Trump might say, China is winning. Got a Chinese company buying out a Japanese conglomerate, a Japanese heavyweight, and what used to be Koretsu, like Fujitsu and Toshiba and Panasonic, which is a Matsushita, etc. And they're struggling. Anyway, we did a thing earlier that, and you should chime in on this. It was a post we did, and it was "You Might Be a Liberal," and it was funny. It was, and here's some of them just to give you a taste. And you guys added some, and I think it's hysterical. But if plastic water bottles are okay, but plastic bags are banned, and you're okay with that, you might be a liberal. If you think people who hunt and fish without a license should get arrested, but people entering and remaining in the country illegally and voting shouldn't, well, you might be a liberal. If you want kids to get their parents' permission to go on a field trip or to take an aspirin in school, but not to get an abortion, well, then you might be a liberal. That one really cracks me up because it really is such a big dichotomy between, you know, don't give my kid an aspirin, who are you, you know, or whatever, because it could hurt them. But I'm okay with you not telling me about them getting an abortion. I mean, that's pretty, the point of separation there is pretty good, isn't it? If you believe you must show identification to board an airplane, cash a check, buy liquor, or check out a library book and rent a video, but not to vote who runs for the government, you might be a liberal. That one's kind of along the same lines, right? If you believe the government should prevent stable, law-abiding citizens from owning gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, but should give 20 F-16 fighter jets to the crazy new leaders in Egypt, then you might be a liberal. You can even take that farther. Because the left is happy to arm other people. We should give Syrian rebels arms. They have no idea. They don't know whether these guys are on our side or not on our side. Whatever. Just arm them. Pretty funny. I love looking at leftism. Is such a cool thing to analyze. And I'm not kidding you. You could just go on your main feed of whatever. If you're a Yahoo fan and you just go Yahoo, news, and you look at whatever's there, you could just boop, 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 liberal, 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 liberal. Easy to spot. As my brother would say, easier to spot than a kangaroo in a dinner jacket. Here's one. If you believe in New York City, you should buy 2 16-ounce sodas, but not one 24-ounce soda, because 24-ounce of sugary drink might make you fat. You're a liberal. That one always gets me. Because liberals think they're so smart. They really do. So what they want to do, we're going to put a sugar tax. We're going to put a salt tax. We're going to make people put the calorie counts on stuff. And in doing all of that, guess what has happened in America? People have gotten fatter. I mean, they're just getting fatter. And New York, Bloomberg will go, well, that's the reason. The reason why they're getting fatter is we haven't put all these things on there. We're not letting them know about trans fat and gluten and all these other deals. And, of course, you shouldn't have more than a 16-ounce of Coke. You know? Just, it's so funny. And of course, the workaround of a 16-ounce, you don't want me to get a 32-ounce, so I'll just buy two 16-ounces. Yeah. Or, hey, what about this, Bloomberg? Can I refill? I mean, it's so ridiculous, the things that they want to go after, and there's so many, you know, the minute they say something, the immediate people, no, don't worry about it. I wonder what Bloomberg would say to that. You can't, if we catch you offering refills, you'll go to prison. A $250,000 fine. You remember they want to fine you now for, if you don't address people by the correct gender, you know, Z and Zer and Zagas and Zaz, if you say, hey, ma'am, and it's a dude, you could get sued up to $250,000. We did the report of the kids, you know, at University of Texas, the guy said penis and anus in whatever form, and I'm sure he was antagonizing the students, but, oh, I know it was offensive to their sensibilities. These kids could not handle the idea of him talking about body parts. God forbid he mentioned areola. We've gotten to that level of sensitivity. We've gotten to the level where the nanny state says you can only have this much Coca-Cola. You can only eat this much food. You need to do your calorie count. Then, by the way, the BMI, the body mass index, they've readjusted that to say, you know what, America? We've been wrong. We've been calling you fatties when you really weren't. You know what I mean? They've changed the BMI to say not everybody that falls within these categories is technically obese or fat or chubby or whatever the technical terms are. Because in some cases, you had to be a size zero. You had to be freaking Karen Carpenter in order to be healthy on the BMI. I mean, there were many sisters out there going, are you kidding? There's no way I can be this. I'm 5'4" with curls, with double D's and a big booty. How am I going to fit that? You know, in the little, I'm just saying, the gut, it all ends up getting torched in the end, just thrown out. But body mass index was a big deal. I was looking at, who was it? One of these little actresses, oh, I can't remember the show. She's skinny. I mean, and you know, they tell you TV adds 10 pounds. This girl is, she's borderline anorexic. But government tells you you're healthy, but then they don't. Then they got to give you these warnings.
Well, be careful about anorexia and bulimia.
Not anorexia. They tell you that you're fat, and then they give you the warnings about, you know, don't get too skinny. How about I just live the way I want to live and die when I'm supposed to die? You don't have any control over it. Anyway, here's another one. You believe an 80-year-old woman confined to a wheelchair or a 3-year-old girl can be strip searched by TSA at the airport, but a woman in a burqa or a hijab is only subject to having her neck and head searched, you might be a liberal. Man, that is so true. My thing is, I don't care what your religion is, you are getting a full search the same way Americans have to go through it. Say, if you believe the best way for your government to eradicate trillions of dollars of debt is to spend trillions of dollars more, you might be a liberal. If the 7-year-old boy can be thrown out of school for saying his teacher is cute, but hosting a sexual exploration or diversity class in grade school is perfectly acceptable, you might be a liberal. See, those are the ones, too, that get me. When you start saying, you can't talk about Christianity, but you can talk about Muslims. You can't talk about, proper parenting or whatever. I don't know what would be the equivalent, but I'm going to teach your kid about condoms and sex and sexuality and gays and lesbians and all. I completely disagree. I don't even want my kids taught about not gay issues. You know, mommy and daddy went here or whatever. You can make it generic. As long as they go home to mom, they're going to go home to mommy and daddy. They see what the deal is. Let's just take sex out of school. When did we get into this deal where school is supposed to be teaching people about sex anyway?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.